Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of I've Got a Beatles podcast with Chris and Dave. And we just heard a version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by Sir Paul McCartney, who's kind of the talk of the town right now in the Beatle world because there's a new release coming out. And it's 1976 re-release of Wings Over America. And
yeah, with all kinds of... If you get the super deluxe version, of course, we've been making fun of these deluxe versions a lot on this show already. But if you get the deluxe version, you could get the album, which is two discs. You get a bonus track disc, great, and then you get a bonus DVD with a TV special on it. But then the silly stuff starts. You get a 112-page book written by David Frick. You get a 60-page photographic journal of Linda's images, not bad. A 136-page replica tour book with itineraries.
That's the prize right there.
And lyrics and stuff like that. And then an 80-page book of drawings by some dude. And then you also get a code where you can go online and download super high. It's just too much, you know. Yeah. It's crazy, but still, and then the movie Rock Show is in theaters in a couple places, and also you're going to be able to get that on DVD soon. And it just made us think about that time in Beatles history, and you know, the late 70s, and all the Beatles were still around at that time, and alive at that time, and then that just made us think of another, kind of a crazy idea for an episode here.
Yeah, we were thinking about what would it have been like for the Beatles to play and reunite in 1979, so the Beatles live in 79, because, you know, you think about what happened the next year, and it wasn't possible after 1980 to reunite. So what would they have done? They'd been talking about it for years in the late 70s. And, you know, John Lennon had been out of the scene with just raising Sean and living with Yoko. But by that time, he and Paul had started to rekindle a little bit of their friendship. And George was around. He was still making some good music, actually. Made the George Harrison album in the late 70s. Ringo was always around, and so we thought, what would a concert be like, or even maybe the first concert of a tour in 1979? This would be the first one here. How could we put together a set list? What would they play, and what would it be like? And to help us along, we came up with some rules. So, Chris, you want to share some of the rules?
Yeah, and I think this was very plausible that it could have possibly happened. Now, Back to the Egg tour was going on in 79, so, you know.
Yeah.
But I just saw last night an old tour, which you can find on YouTube, which has at least one hilarious thing that Paul McCartney says, so please go look for it. But it's an interview with Paul and Linda McCartney by Geraldo Rivera from the program 2020 back in 1979. And he asked Paul, like, would the Beatles ever get back together? And Paul was being like, well, you know, if all the other fellas wanted to do it, then maybe I'd do it, you know. So anyway, let's, you know, why not pretend like it could happen?
Yeah.
So this is the hypothetical concert. Here's the rules. Takes place in late 1979. Therefore, any song after that was released, say McCartney 2 era, say just like Starting Over, can't do them. They can't be included. All of the Beatles catalog is possible, including, if you wanted to include any of the songs the Beatles gave away, a future podcast, you could do that. All solo stuff, including Wings.
Yep, lots of Wings choices.
Lots of Wings choices possible. The latest you could get on that, I think, is Back to the Egg. I think that was the only 79 release. I'm not sure. No, no Linda, no Yoko, but Linda and Yoko are going to play it in the opening band, and they're going to do a 75-minute version of Cow. And we were, I don't know how seriously we took this, but we were like, maybe Billy Preston sitting in on keyboards, but mm-hmm. otherwise we're not going to. It's not going to be a parade of guest stars.
No.
And then the one other thing is you could include a cover song, them playing a cover song, but it would have to be one that they have previously played, like Roll Over Beethoven.
Or Slow Down.
Slow Down. I know you've got Matchbox.
Bad Boy.
And a Dizzy Miss Lizzy. You've got, mm-hmm. you've got
Dizzy Miss Lizzy. Yep. Oh, yeah.
You've got all those songs in your list. So, yes. And then the other half. And here's the big, big thing. Neither of us have shared our lists.
That's right. This.
I have no idea what he's picked. He has no clue what I've picked, other than I revealed Sgt. Pepper is going to be on the list.
That's the exciting thing, because I think everybody can come up with their own list, but it's what how you come up with it that's most interesting, and that's a pretty good place to begin here. So,
so we'll do about 10 or 11 for my list, and then we'll go to his set list, and we'll work our way through the both set lists and play a couple songs along the way.
And by the way, we'll post both of our set lists on our website and on the iTunes. Feed, so you can take a look and compare with whatever you might want to put in as well. So, all right, Chris. Well, you want to get this thing started?
Yeah. So, a couple of the things that I noticed, or that made me choose what I chose. One is if it was a song that I really wanted to hear them do. The mix of the vocals. That was one big thing for me. So, like, one of their solo songs, but they didn't have much background vocals to it, I might have excluded that. I might have included a song that had some, interesting harmonies. Two was... I thought I'd be real heavy on stuff I just never heard live or never heard them do. I think I'm kind of a mix on that. I think I was sort of a mix on that and on super duper obvious popular ones. Mm-hmm. And then I had a couple that I was just like, ooh, I've got a really interesting idea mm-hmm. on it. One thing we didn't say that I think is like notable is I didn't take into effect. Is this possible to play live or that kind of thing?
That's true.
I just was like, yeah, they're going to figure out a way to play it. And if they have to bring in an orchestra, then and break that breaks the rules, and that's fine. So
well, think about it. Late 70s, you had, that's all the prog rockers like ELO and Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and all those guys were using huge ensembles and things were much more possible to be played. So it's certainly possible.
And the Wings of America tour
that's
like
true.
Huge
yeah,
and
horns.
Crazy. So
yeah,
so exactly. It's like that's a good example. So
yeah.
All right, so my set list starts.
All right, here we go.
So here's the first 11 songs on my set list.
Okay.
So we start off with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Everybody's crazy excited. And then, with a little help from my friends right after it, knock one of the Ringos out early while everybody's still real super excited. And crazy. Then how could you possibly go up a notch from that? By this next tune.
Let's call help.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone.
Help.
When I was younger, so much younger than today.
Never
needed anybody's help.
Now I find
I've changed my mind. I opened up the door.
Help.
So Help.
Good choice.
I realized later I had With a Little Help from My Friends and then Help right
next. That's a good connection, though.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting, and I thought, like, oh, yeah, let's play some early tunes.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, the early tune I picked, All My Lovin'.
Ooh.
For a little Ed Sullivan reference there.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got, and then the next song is Something.
Oh.
As I thought, time for George to take center stage and play a little something there. Okay, now, here's the first of the solo tunes that comes in. So the next song they play is Mind Games.
Mind Games, wow.
Yeah. Which I've always thought, that'd be interesting to hear live. I've never heard it live.
No.
Except for you could find a clip of Kevin Spacey singing Mind Games online.
No way.
So Google Kevin Spacey Mind Games and your mind will be blown.
Yeah, wow.
So that's a John solo, so I figured they'd follow it with a Paul solo, which is the first Paul solo, which is Jet.
Jet,
which I thought that'd be interesting with ooh woo and all the background vocals of that, plus the Linda keyboard solo can now or Billy Preston
could play that. Yeah,
either way, really cool, really interesting. And then Your Blues.
Now that's a tune I would love to have heard played live. Now, I mean, we know that it was played live, and I don't know if there's that famous performance from the Rock and Roll Circus, the Rolling Stones TV special.
Yeah, and I think you can get it. There's a Toronto.
And yes, that too.
Toronto, right. There's a version, but a little too much like, oh!
There's a little Yoko on that one.
A little too much Yoko there. So, Your Blues. And then, okay, here's another example of a song I would have loved to hear the harmonies on.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next song, also a solo song, Every Night.
Good tune.
Really good tune. Really good tune.
And that's another one. I don't know. There aren't really many performances of that live. I remember the most famous one I can remember was on Unplugged.
Yeah, actually, let's hear a little bit of Paul McCartney on Unplugged with Every Night.
Just wanna go out, get out of my head. Every night I don't wanna play, get out of my bed. Every night I wanna play. Every day I wanna do. But tonight I just wanna stay.
Yeah, so those vocal harmonies on that, I really would like to hear George and John doing.
Yeah.
You know, pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So Every Night, I'm on two more songs, and then we'll go to your first batch here. In My Life from John, which also I found a great, I'm sure you know of this, but... George was playing it on the Dark Horse tour.
Yeah, he did.
There's a pretty bad sounding but still listenable version of it online you can find with George. And he plays it in such a different way, and he changed the lyrics to In My Life I Love God More.
Yes,
or something
that's
like
right.
That
was very controversial. People were, they didn't go for that one at all.
Yeah.
But,
so
and,
I thought,
and if you've got Billy, if you've got Billy Preston, he could play the piano solo behind it too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then last for this first batch is "Can't Buy Me Love."
Oh, good choice. Yeah, a rocker.
A rocker. Go out on a rocker. So that's the first 11 of my list, and let's hear. I cannot wait.
All right. Well, my criteria. I used a couple things. There are some obvious songs that we both will have because they're the most famous songs they came up with. But I also picked some for the same reason you did. They were just ones I thought would sound great live, and wish I'd had a chance to hear them play live. And then I was thinking for the solo tunes, a mixture of newer and older solo tunes, because this was still a point where they were coming up with new things, and in concerts you would play your new music. Nowadays, groups, well, older groups don't really play their new music much. That's when people go to the bathroom. So, but back then, that people wanted to hear what they were doing and what they were writing. So there are a couple tunes in here that are very current for 1979. And might have been ones that they could have played and shared. And I was trying to think, how would you divide this up because of the egos, too? Like, John and Paul fighting to play on tunes, and how many does each of them get to play? And
And
George trying to, you know, George had a lot of success in the 70s, so you know, he wanted to get into. And so a lot of criteria here. But well, here are my first 10. I'll break them up into 10, 10, 10. We have a 30 song limit here.
We didn't say that. There was a 30 song limit. Otherwise, it would have been like a 50 song, probably
really
concert.
Long concert. Yeah. So my opening tune was I thought it would start in the dark, and the lights would come up, and it would open with "Get Back," because I thought it was a good tune. That's what that was their last live performance. And
yeah.
So let's make
plus it's kind of appropriate. I recognized in a lot of these tunes was how appropriate it would be to a reunion.
That's right. Yeah. Theme. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So there's a four song punch here to get people into it. So "Get Back," followed by "Day Tripper," and then "Hard Day's Night," so we'll go back to an early one and give John a good one. And then "Gotta Get You Into My Life," too, following up with that. So really just kind of bombastic tunes. That's number four. And then number five, we quiet it down a little bit and bring George up to do "Here Comes the Sun," which would be a nice one to hear at this point. Number six, we'll continue with the Abbey Road theme and do "Come Together." Is a song that John definitely played live in New York City, and the way he introduced it on the recording was, "We're going to go back in the past just once," and so then he does that one. So those six in a row are all Beatle tunes, and the number seven is a new tune, but by December 1979, it was already played live and it was kind of becoming a hit. And that was Paul's song "Coming Up," which was performed December 17th, 1979. And I thought we would listen to recording the famous, sometimes preferred version of "Coming Up" by Paul McCartney live and Wings.
Stick around, I say, it's coming up.
he says the funniest thing on that song that I like. He goes, I like this.
One would hope, wouldn't he?
Is he going to have the mullet in the Reformed Beatles?
I think he would, because he had the mullet in the Wings Over America album.
Yeah.
And by the late 70s, he still had the mullet going. So in this video, he's got it. So, yeah. Right. And what do you think John would look like? Would he have the short
John
hair?
Would look similar to he did in 1980. He'd have the sort of like older looking face. And,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow, so, that'd be crazy interesting.
It would, yeah. So coming up was number 7, and then the next one was another solo tune, and it was John Lennon's most famous, well, I don't, maybe not most famous, but most successful solo tune up to this point, which was Whatever Gets You Through the Night. And that was it was his number one hit in America, and it was a song that he also performed live, and I thought we'd listen to the Ooh. Very famous performance of him playing it with Elton John. So, great tune, Whatever Gets You Through the Night with John Lennon would sound great. I'd love to hear the four of them playing that. And so that's number 8. Number nine, I have as Live and Let Die, which again was a huge hit.
So cool.
Three solo tunes in a row, but big ones. So coming up, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, and then Live and Let Die, and which of course was performed on Wings Over America and ever since, still today. And then rounding it out here with number 10, we're going to mellow it a little bit here with Ticket to Ride, which I thought would be a good Beatles tune for John to sing. So those are my first 10.
Wow. Talking about our list being like
way
vastly different, but also I want to hear that old show.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to put this into a playlist and see how it sounds. So, all right.
So starting my second little set here, this is 10 songs here.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I think will be the highlight of the concert. It's John's song, Jealous Guy.
Ooh.
But each of the verses, John, Paul, and George would sing one of the verses.
Cool.
which I think would be amazing. And I'm going to put John on piano. Because there's a killer bass line in that. So you're going to be able to see Paul playing the bass, John with the piano, George taking some of the string stuff with the guitar. Highlight of the show. Freaking cool. Amazing.
That would be great, yeah. Well, John, I don't know. Well, I mean, George didn't play on that song, but he played on the album, imagine. So he was certainly familiar with it.
Yeah. And Ringo, of course, would sound fantastic on the drums.
Yeah.
So I was like, that was one I was like, ooh, when I was listening to it in my headphones, I was going through a bunch of John tunes, and I was like, oh, that'd be great. Plus, it's kind of a little bit redemptive.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry I made you cry, buddy. we're mates. We're buddies. So after the redemptive song, I thought it would be good to like have a song that's a little bit of a jab at those days. And it's the George Harrison song, Wah Wah, from Concert in Bangladesh. Let's hear a little bit of that.
Yeah.
So Wawa there, I thought too, it's got a good bass line, and in the concert for Bangladesh, you can see Ringo playing. So I thought it'd just be a good one.
Yeah.
Next up.
Would George have his afro at this point? He probably would.
I think so, yeah. He's got sort of like...
The permed curve.
Permed hair. So the next song is the rooftop song I went with. I've Got a Feeling.
Ooh, yes.
Which is sort of co-written. You know, there's the Everybody's Got a Dream part. and I just love it. I think it's great live. We saw it Paul played it last concert we went to.
And it's kind of the namesake for our podcast, so we particularly like that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Next up is kind of what seems like an odd choice, but it's a song I adore. Might be one of my favorite songs. We'll have to have that conversation at some point. I'm Only Sleeping.
Ooh.
I thought it'd be real interesting to hear, and I've never heard it. I think it'd be really great.
George could do some of the electric or the backwards stuff, kind of play some things on that one live. It'd be fun. Yeah.
Yes. And then I thought it was time for maybe just one more Ringo song.
Ringo's been really absent for a long time here. Of course, he hasn't even shown up on my list yet, but go ahead.
But here's a Ringo song that I think would be a real good Beatles song if it had been as such, and that's Photograph.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit of Photograph, and maybe you can hear... the Beatles filling in the background there, in your imagination.
Every time I see your face, it reminds me of the places we used to go. But all I've got is a photograph, and I realize you're not coming back anymore. I thought I'd make it the day you went away, but I can't make it till you come home again to stay. Tears I cry for you. I want you here to have and hold as the years go by and we grow.
What a great song. That has a lot of, it's co-written with George, so lots of Beatle influence on that one. You could definitely hear the others on the background vocals.
Yeah, for sure. And I thought like George George would be singing on it in the back. Yeah, the background vocals, but that Paul might be able to play drums on it.
Mm-hmm.
throw Ringo out front.
Yeah.
For like 1 second. Do some peace
and love.
Peace sides of the crowd. So after that, then another solo song from Paul, Maybe I'm Amazed.
Mm-hmm.
Big hit song.
Gotta
have it. George playing the solo. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Then I thought this would be a real poignant moment in the concert. We pull out the white piano.
Yeah.
John sits down and he plays God. God, if you remember, great drums.
Yeah.
Great drums, a great bass line. And at the very end of it, he goes, I don't believe in Beatles. So it's a little bit poignant. It's like, oh boy.
Oh. Do you think he could pull it off, probably.
Yeah.
And then kind of give a wink or something when he's when he says that line.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I thought that would be really interesting.
That'd be very interesting.
So how do you follow up God? How's that possible? One of the greatest songs of all time, While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Mm-hmm.
Kicks ass. Now we're into like closing up shop. on the first set.
Mm-hmm.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps immediately goes into All You Need Is Love.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
So everybody's all crazy. How could you possibly top All You Need Is Love?
Yeah.
Last song of the first set. Then they're going to even come back for encores. Hey Jude. So we got Hey Jude for 8 minutes. Na-na-na-na.
That's great. I like that. All You Need Is Love. I didn't even think of... Well, I'm admitting that's not on my list now, but that was one that... Yeah.
That's all right.
That's a really good choice. Yeah, and then Hey Jude. So you'd have Encore starting after Hey Jude.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, that's a pretty great diverse list right there. Like, God, that was an unexpected one, I must say. Picking up at number 11... So we just finished with Ticket to Ride. So for me, number 11, it's time for Ringo to come out and do Yellow Submarine.
Oh, wow, okay.
It's got to happen. So,
ding, ding.
Yep, they do that. So they do that one. Then I had Maybe I'm Amazed at number 12, so bring that one. Number 13, I thought they'd do a cover. One of the old covers that John loved and played a couple times also, Money, which he did also on that 69 Toronto concert. So got a good rockin' tune out there on Money. So,
boy, that's interesting.
Yeah. And then we moved to George's newest song at the time, or one of the newest ones, Blow Away. Thought would be... That was a tune. I don't know if it was ever a single. It should have been. It's a very good, catchy song.
I love that song. I think that's a fantastic song.
Yeah, and so I thought they would do well on that one. So that would be George's newest tune to plug. So that's number 14. And then we go to the acoustic set. Acoustic set.
Whoa!
And we'll start out the acoustic set with... most famous acoustic Beatles song, probably. This is from the 76 tour. It's Paul doing Yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe. Yesterday, suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday, came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say.
That'd be the first acoustic tune. That'd be followed up by a John acoustic song, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away.
That's fantastic.
I think would have been a great one to hear live. And he liked that tune a lot, too. So
that's fantastic.
It'd be fun to hear that. And then you got to get George in on the action to do Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth.
Oh, man. I'm really liking your set here.
Yeah.
This is a great three in a row
there. And so I thought we could listen to... It's a kind of a grungy performance, but of George doing that during the 74 tour, right after it was a number one hit. So here's a performance from that.
Reach you on the soul.
George's Give Me Love. So that would finish up the acoustic set. So just a brief moment of relaxation with those tunes. And then the next few will finish up my second group here of 10. We'll go, Paul, head over to the piano for Lady Madonna. That's a good rocking tune. Number 19 on my list is my favorite Beatles song, of course, so I'd have to hear them play Rain.
Wow.
I don't know how that would go. It would be interesting. But great harmonies, of course, on that one, so could be fun to hear Rain.
That's great.
Yeah. I don't think any Beatles ever played it live, so even more interesting. And then to finish off my second group of 10, Band on the Run.
Oh, wow. Band on the Run.
Good choice. So, yeah. Well, that's where we are.
I think I steered away from certain songs in their solo thing that were like really like certain of those Paul songs. I think are so quintessentially Wings,
yeah,
that I kind of steered away from them. But it definitely would be interesting to hear a Beatles version of it.
Yeah, it would.
All right, so crowd's going crazy
after Hey Jude.
Yeah. After Hey Jude. Everybody's left the stage. It's like, no, come back, please. They take the stage again. The crowd goes crazy. So what do you play when everything's so crazy? You play this song.
It's been a hard day night.
So, Hard Day's Night.
That'd get everybody up in the aisles. Yeah.
Everybody's up in the aisles. Let's keep them on their feet with a little hello, goodbye.
Mm-hmm. I wondered about that one. I had thought about it, but...
That came in and off of my list about 12 times, but yeah. It ended up back on there. So, after Hello, Goodbye, we play one of my favorite all-time songs, of any era, Isn't It a Pity? George Harrison. It's got a long "What's a pity? What a pity?" sort of like out.
And that's got the Beatles reference, or like the Hey Jude reference at the end too.
Yeah. So I really love that song, and definitely there's a pretty good live version of it. I won't play that live version because we played a lot of George already. But there's a really good live version of that on the, I believe, the Japan CD. So check that out. And then the first encore ends with A Day in the Life. Sung by John. The Paul version he's been playing on tour. And then he goes in to give Peace a Chance. I'm just not a big fan of that.
No, but, me neither.
I think it'd be terrific, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So then they exit again. Crowd's going crazy again. They come back. Everything's pitch black. And then they do Because.
Ooh, that's a sneaky choice there.
They do Because with no... And they don't play the instruments on it. They do the...
Yeah, just the vocals.
Just vocal version of Because. That's followed.
Wow.
By Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I got Yesterday squeezed in there.
You have to.
And then solo spotlight on the big white piano for Imagine.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, let's hear a version of Imagine that I found online. And on this one, John's playing acoustic. And it's a little peppier. So let's hear this.
Above us on the sky.
So that was from 1975, from a Salute to Lou Grade.
I like that version. I think that was his last live performance that was recorded, so pretty poignant there.
So after Imagine, then Let It Be, piano still, but Let It Be, one of the best. And then it ends with, and I'm cheating a little bit, obviously, but the Golden Slumbers Carry That Weight at the end, big finale, because I don't see any other way to end the concert myself. No. So. Well, and that's it. That's it for my set.
Yeah.
The Beatles reunite, and John never gets shot, and everything's
and everything's good.
They're still playing today.
Yeah, this set of the three of ours, I think, has the most overlap in it, especially towards the end. But there are a few differences, so we'll see where we go here. That's a good. I like your. Those first couple really get the crowd going. That's excellent. So I just finished number 20 with Band on the Run. So then we're going to go to John's new song, which was Watching the Wheels, which was actually a demo from, there's recordings of the demo from the late 70s. So such a great song, one of my favorite Lennon tunes. So I'd love to hear that one played live. Very Ringo-like beat on it, and you could hear some good harmonies too. They could do something with it, so I think that would be a good new choice from John. Follow up that one with Something. Gotta have Something on there.
Yeah.
Number 23, In My Life. So now we're bringing that one. You had it earlier, and I'm putting it late because that kind of wraps up everything that they're doing at this point. And then they finish the main part of the show with Hey Jude, just like you did. So,
excellent.
Yeah,
very good.
So that's
smart.
Yep.
Very smart.
So then they go off stage, come back, and start with I Saw Her Standing There, which was which is another song that John did play live, and so I thought we could hear that version, which is kind of weird because he didn't write it, and they co-wrote it, but he did play it, and he introduced it as this is a piece by an old fiance of mine called Paul, something like that. So let's hear a version of that with Elton John again here from the 70s, 1974, Madison Square Garden.
I'd like to thank Elton and the boys for having me on tonight. We tried to think of a number to finish off with so that I could get out of here and be sick. And we thought we'd do a number of an old estranged fiancé of mine called Paul. This is one I never sang. It's an old Beatle number, and we just about know it.
Here we are.
Interesting to hear Elton John and John on that one.
It's like hearing George doing In My Life. It's like, what's going on?
Yeah,
something's wrong here.
Yeah, kind of strange. But anyway, get some rocking. Follow that one up with Let It Be. And then a couple of unusual choices to finish off here. I thought one time for Ringo to sing once more because he's only had Yellow Submarine, so... It Don't Come Easy. It's time for Ringo to take center stage. You had Photograph and his other big hit, Don't Come Easy.
Yeah.
Which also George had a big hand in. And that's followed by My Sweet Lord, which also was really huge. And I don't know if, with being sued and everything, if he could even play it at that point, but he did continue to play it. So.
That crossed my mind as I made the list. It definitely left it off the list for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that. And then the final two, I would also bring out the white piano and have John do Imagine. And then wrap it up with the three from Abbey Road. So Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight, and The End, which I think would be a great closer. So,
yeah.
Yes, a lot of overlap there, but I don't know. It's just such a fun assignment to come up with these and to see what could have happened, what could have been.
Had the tour gone on, just name a couple other ones that you'd like to see mixed in or hear once in a while. I had, for instance, I thought it'd be awesome to see them all doing I'm the Greatest.
Yeah.
A Ringo song, but you've also got it was written by John and him, and it also has a John version somewhere online. You can find John singing the lead on that, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I thought for sure hearing Mrs. Vanderbilt with the whole group, with the because it's sort of like part of their fun kind of, and when we saw it, I think that was played kind of right next to back in the USSR.
Yeah.
And it kind of has that same sort of like, oh, weird Russian kind of like
feel to it. Yeah.
So I thought that'd be interesting.
Yeah, I would add those, and I was back in the USSR would have made the list probably, because that's just a good rockin' tune. And then something maybe psychedelic, because I don't really have anything psychedelic. I have nothing from Sgt. Pepper or Magical Mystery Tour, so maybe, I don't know, Penny Lane or Strawberry Fields or something.
Yeah, Walrus. I thought about including one of those, but I thought, well, those would be super difficult to play.
Yeah,
it would be tough. I thought also it would be interesting. There's a couple songs that when I was just listening to a whole bunch of stuff and thinking about reunion kind of feel. Mm-hmm. So, like, Wait was one that stuck out to me. Like, ooh, this would be interesting. It's been a long time now. I'm coming back home. I've been away now. You know, I thought, that'd be really cool and interesting.
Yeah. So many choices you could pick. Yeah. It's really... Yeah, so even just, you think, I mean, now we're so biased towards McCartney because he has had such a long career and he's performed so much, but if you really limit yourself to 79 at this point, all four of them were really active and had a lot of material to choose from, even then. So there's a lot of great solo tunes and lots of unheard or unperformed live group tunes that would have been fun to put that together. So
A live version of Jealous Guy sung by the three of them.
I think that might be the
all-time highlight of everybody just be crying.
I know.
This is so awesome.
I know. That would be a great choice, yeah. So,
well, should we go out on let's go out on Let It Be here from and this is the Beatles playing it live in the studio, but we'll play a little Let It Be to go out.
Yeah, so before we hear Let It Be, remember to like us on Facebook and comment, rate, subscribe, whatever. We always love the feedback, love to hear from you. If you write us something interesting, we'll share it with everybody. So
follow me on Twitter. I'm CDBrag. At CD. I'm sorry. That's not even true. I'm at Chris D. Bragg on Twitter.
All right.
I'm an idiot. But definitely follow me on Twitter. I post a song of the night every day. It's just an interesting variety of stuff, so that'd be pretty cool. And I also make a lot of dumb jokes.
So check that out.
And longpostcomedy.com. See my comedy episodes. Episodes 1 through 4, they're very funny.
Yes, they are.
And we just finished writing brand new one that we're gonna put up in somewhere in August or September, so looking forward to that.
Excellent. So lots of ways to keep in touch with the two of us. So in the meantime, come up with your own list and share it with us if you want, and we'll go out listening to the live performance in the studio of Twickenham Studios in 1969 of Let It Be. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
trying to find myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Whisper